This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Summer is fireworks season in America. Those glittering spectacles of light and sound draw celebratory applause and plenty of warnings about the danger of serious injury. But the thrilling proximity to exploding rockets has been with us since the Chinese invented gunpowder in the 7th century. The 13th century English friar Roger Bacon is the first European known to describe the gunpowder mixture that makes up firecrackers. But it wasn't until Elizabeth I's reign in the 16th century that public exhibitions of fireworks were recorded. Author and illustrator Ron Miller wrote in IO9 about the spectacularly dangerous fireworks displays that enthralled Europe centuries ago. We caught up with him and asked what they looked like.
Almost exactly like they look today. In fact, many of the fireworks, the more familiar things we see, you know, everything from pinwheels to fountains and things like that have been unchanged for, you know, almost 1,000 years.
How do we know that? How do we know how they looked?
Well, they could draw pictures back then.
Said the illustrator.
Exactly, which they did. And they really would look like drawings, maybe. So you may have made, you know, a 4th of July celebration, you know, today.
That was a question for me. There was no Bastille Day. There was no Guy Fawkes Day. When would a person have been able to see fireworks?
Kings had birthdays. That was coronations. Those were largely the excuses for doing these things. Also, they were the only people who could afford this sort of thing. Today, municipalities and towns and villages can afford these things. They get a big enough city, they can invest maybe $1 million in a fireworks display.
So you have records of these fireworks displays in Elizabethan England, or England even before that. But you write that things really took off in Italy. Why there, do you think?
Good question. I think maybe just natural Italian exuberance. There's also a family, the Ruggiero family, who became really, really experts in developing fireworks. They eventually moved to France, I think largely because money was there. But I think it was more just by accident than anything else that this one particular family became deeply involved in developing, you know, the art of fireworks.
I imagine the Italians also have the feast days for Catholic saints maybe cornered at that time.
Oh, sure. And in Mexico, for example, there are a number of feast days which are major public fireworks displays. I've been to those, one of those, and it's frightening because it's in the streets with the people running around carrying this towering wooden frames on their heads, you know, loaded with fireworks and rockets shooting down the streets, and it's pretty insane, but really pretty. but you have to be quick on your feet.
And were they public displays back in Europe as well, in medieval and Renaissance era Europe?
Well, when it could be afforded. But at the time, it was really considered kind of a secret, too, both a military secret, and Bacon, when he rediscovered gunpowder in Europe, he had heard about it from the Chinese, announced the discovery in a code because, you know, he was scared to death what was going to become of this stuff.
What do you think of the artistry? You've seen these illustrations of early fireworks displayed. Certainly, they're spectacular, but do you think it's changed, gotten better, worse?
Oh, gotten better, certainly. I saw a video recently of, I think it was Bastille Day in Paris this year, and they were doing things that looked more like CGI than anything that could possibly be done with fireworks. And it's partly because, you know, it is an art form, and people are, you know, trying to be creative with it and develop new techniques, new materials, new patterns and shapes and colors. So it's always evolving.
Ron, I want to thank you for joining me.
Oh, well, thank you.
Ron Miller is an author and an illustrator who wrote about the history of fireworks displays for IO9. You'll find a link to his original article at wordofmouthradio.org.